In your Bibles to Joshua, Joshua chapter 3, verse 7. I told Teddy, I think Brother Bob said it well when he said, y'all listen up, because I'll tell you like Elizabeth Taylor told her fifth husband, I won't keep you long. And so y'all listen quickly. And the Lord said to Joshua, this day I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that I was with Moses, so I will be with you. All right? Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for your blessings. We thank you, Lord, for watching over us. Lord, the week you give us, we just thank you for it. And Lord, we are excited about what you're going to do this week and next week at our Thanksgiving. Lord, I just pray right now for Mike and Karen as they come to bring your word and sing praises to you. Lord, that we might just glorify your name. We'll give you all the praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. You know, Joshua is about to take the role that Moses had. You know, most of life's obstacles that we face, you know, they're not impossible, they're just inconvenience, okay, in our life. Have you ever got out of a house to go get in your car and there's a flat tire? Well, you know, that's an inconvenience in our life. We can let them get us down, or we can praise God and glorify him even though there are inconveniences in our life. Someone has said that, I think Don brought the message us Saturday on worry, that 90% of our problems are not really impossible problems, they're just inconvenience for us. And we really don't have much to worry about. Those things never really happen. But sometimes, if we're not careful, we let those things mount up in our life, and instead of doing something productive, we end up doing something that's non-productive in our life. So as we look at Joshua here tonight, he's about to lead the children of Israel over to the land, and he's got to face the Jordan River. And I've been there. Thank the Lord I got to go to Israel. And the Jordan River is not all that big. Some say it was at flood stage at this time. But even that is not like the problem that Moses had with the Red Sea, okay? Moses had a crisis on his hand. Joshua just had an inconvenience on his hand. Now, if we're not careful, we'll let those inconveniences do us in. You see, some people say, preacher, I just can't get up to come to Sunday school. You know, I can't get up that early. Well, you know, you get up to go to work, don't you? And if it's really you wanted to, you could make it to Sunday school. It's just inconvenience, see? It's not something that's impossible, but it kind of puts you out to get up on that day on Sunday morning. And if you start too late, people will gripe about that. You know, they like to beat everybody to the restaurant to eat. So if we're not careful, we'll let those inconveniences ruin our day. Or we'll miss out on some important things in life. In fact, it's the inconveniences that help us in life more than they hurt us. Let's look at this passage of scripture, and we're going to see real quickly three ways that inconveniences in life can help us. Look what it says. It gives us a lesson in leadership. The Lord said to Joshua, this day I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel. Today, God says, I will exalt you, lift you up, so that people in Israel can see you as a great leader. You see, Moses has died. Moses was a great leader. The people knew the Lord was with Moses, but they didn't know that the Lord was with Joshua. But now God's going to exalt him, do something mightily in his life that people will see him as a great leader in God's plan. Well, here's Joshua, and he comes to the Jordan River. The Jordan River is overflowing, and like I said, it's not a crisis like the Red Sea, but it's an inconvenience there. Soon they would face some challenges. Look up in chapter verse 10. Joshua said, "By this you shall know the living God is among you, and that he will without fall drive out before you all of these people." And it's Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hivites, and the Perizzites, Perizzites, the Gershurites, or whatever they might be, and the Amorites and the Jebusites. There's a lot of sites there, isn't there? But God says, you know, today I'm going to exalt you, Joshua, in a way that the people will know that when you go into the land, you will be their leader, chosen by God. And they would face some real challenges, real battles in life. Not just some inconvenience, but a crisis in life. And by crossing this Jordan, a small thing to God, they would see that Joshua was God's man. He was God's leader, and God was with him, and God was moving his life. Folks, that inconvenience in his life was going to be something that the people would remember for a long time. Now, every time in our life we have problems. How many of you had a problem this week? Am I the only one who have problems? Well, you know, I have a lot of problems, but every little obstacle that we face is a chance for us to do something. It's a chance that our faith grows. It's a chance that makes us stronger in our Christian walk. It's a chance to make us better in our Christian walk. We don't let these things get us down. It shows what kind of leader we are. And you can either pass the test or you can fail the test. But God sends things our way to just test us, to see how strong we are in our Christian faith. And sometimes to draw people to us that they might see us as God's person. I wonder this morning, how many people see you as the Christian you're supposed to be? Man, that's tough, isn't it? We're out there doing things all week long. They're looking at our lives. Never think that somebody's not looking at your life. People are looking at your life. They know that you profess to be a Christian or not. And they're going to examine your life just like God wants us to examine our life. And if we pass these inconveniences, they make us grow stronger. We come out as God's person, a good leader. So leadership was one of those things that God wanted to build up Joshua's life. Then look on. First he says, in the sight of all Israel, they may know, you see, they may know that as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. These inconveniences, the Jordan River, was also going to teach us to build our faith in God. I wonder how many of you God's used struggles in life to build your faith. You know, so many people, when a struggle comes in their life or an inconvenience in their life, they fail the test of faith. They turn away from God instead of turning to God. So many people, they could have experienced a victory in Jesus if they'd have just let God use their life, but instead they failed that test. Their faith wasn't very strong. That's the reason we study the Word. That's the reason we read the Bible. That's the reason we come to Bible study, so that our faith can mature and our lives can grow and be a stronger Christian. I find that many people in our churches today don't really know what we believe. And I wonder how many times do we have to tell people about what in the Word of God. Why can't we read and study it for ourselves and let the Holy Spirit show us these things that our faith may grow? It says, hereby ye shall know, you'll experience victory, Joshua, at the Jordan River. And the people's going to know that your faith in God is real and it's strong. Remember the young boy, David, how he had such a faith in God that when he stood to battle with a giant, he wasn't worried about that giant. No, he said, I can whip him. Where did he get that kind of attitude, that kind of faith? It's because he'd already won a victory over a lion and a bear, and God helped him, you see. And he knew that the God he served had plenty of power. He knew that the God he served was faithful, and he learned that by walking by faith in the Lord. And Goliath was nothing but an inconvenience to him. It wasn't a crisis. It was just an inconvenience. And it strengthened his faith in God, and the people saw him for who he was. So these little inconveniences that we have help us grow stronger in our faith and help us be a leader that we need to be in the church and in our life. And then look what it says, that you experience God's power in the presence. Right now, you're going to experience God's power and see what God can do. Remember, the Jordan River was a minor crisis. It wasn't that big, wasn't near as big as the Red Sea. Moses had the Red Sea before him, the Egyptians behind him. Something had to be done with all the people. God moved in, parted the Red Sea. They moved across as on dry land. The Egyptians came and it covered back up. That was God's power, God's man Moses. But Joshua, he's going to cross the Jordan River. It's not very big. As a matter of fact, it's not even what I saw of it. Wasn't probably any further than the front bench over here. And I'm wondering, well, he could have probably found a shallow spot to cross. He probably could have found a better way to go along. But no, God says, right now, you're going to cross this Jordan, and I'm going to show you how. He didn't have to wait till it went down, the water went down. No, he says, listen, here's what I want you to do. I want you to get the ark and to get the men before you. And when they step into the water, the Bible says the Jordan quit flowing. Oh, they experienced the power of God at the very present time. Folks, those times that we have troubles in our life, it's a chance for us to experience the power of God in our life. Have you ever had one of those days where you just knew God was working in your life? Think about it. Those times when those inconveniences in your life turned out where you saw God's power and presence in your life. Maybe it was a situation you were facing and you didn't think you could handle it. But God stepped in for you, and he handled it for you. It's an opportunity to experience God's power in your life. Joshua got a miracle from God, the Bible says. And the priest carrying the Ark of the Covenant as they stepped into the water. Think about that. When their foot hit the water went back and stopped flowing downstream. Boy, that's the power of God in the presence. Now, we might not have had a Jordan River crossing, But I know if you think about it in your life, sometimes those little inconveniences that we have are opportunities for God to let us witness to someone, and we feel and see the power of God in that witness. Or it might be something else that God's trying to do in your life to show that you can be, your faith is stronger and it's growing. We do not have to handle life's minor problems all alone. I went to see Jack this evening. I like Jack. Y'all know Jack is one of these guys. I was talking to his son. I've met his son several times. He had come to church here once or twice and said he really liked their church and everything. They just didn't go here. And that was his loss, I think. But, you know, Jack is a type of fellow that he tries not to get anything get him down. I've never seen a guy so positive, even when his wife has had that cancer. So positive. If you go visit him, he's always positive. He had that stroke, and he laid out in his garage, they said, for a while, and he finally got into the house. She said, I don't know how he made it into the house. I do, but, you know, it was God. He got in there, and she said, he was singing, I won't have to cross Jordan alone. You know? Now, think about that. Here's a guy that's had a major stroke, and he's singing praises to the Lord. He's singing things of God on his heart and on his mind. Folks, I believe that comes from knowing God. In the crisis, he's part of our lives, and he helps us through these trying times. Did you know that most of the time, we try to tackle those problems on our own? And only when we find out that we can't do it, then we call on God, don't we? You know, the lady was saying she had a problem, and the preacher said, well, why don't you pray and take it to the Lord in prayer? And she said, you mean it's that big of a problem? Yes, a problem is a problem. Take it to God, even for the small things that you think are minor. Oh, take it to the Lord. We miss out on the joys of living. We miss out on the joys of the blessing or experiencing his power in our life when we don't take it to God. When we try to do it on our own, in our daily routine, we cannot escape life's little problems, can we? They're everywhere. When you walk out this door tonight, more likely you're going to find some before you get home. Or you're going to find some in the morning. Or something's going to hit you this week. Some little problem, an inconvenience. But don't let that inconvenience get you down. Let it be a learning experience for you. And let God be exalted in your life that people might see that you're God's child, even in the difficulties of life. Let them things make us better leaders. Let them make us stronger in our Christian walk. And let us walk closer to God in his presence. How do you handle life's problems? You turn them over to God. Let him be exalted in your life, no matter what they may be. They're a learning experience. Don't let them get you down. Be encouraged by it. And be the type of leader that God wants you to be. You're leading somebody out there one way or the other. Your grandchildren, your children, you know, your neighbor. Somebody's watching your life. Let God be exalted in it. Let them know that God rules your life. Your faith is in him, and you experience his power in the blessings that he gives. I believe that's what Joshua learned right here in this little inconvenience that was before him and the children of Israel. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for your blessings. We thank you, Lord, as we go out from here. Lord, we're going to have troubles this week. We're going to have trials. Lord, let our faith be.